It's the Morning News Express, 735 at WFMD. In the studio with us, grab that microphone, there you go, is Shelley Alloy. Now, first of all, we got to make sure that people don't call her Shelley Alloy.
Yes, that's right.
Now, let me start there. You are running for, you're part of the Republican primary for mayor of the city of Frederick. And we were at the debate, and I think somebody called you Shelley Alloy first, and your name is actually Alloy.
It is Alloy, like the metal.
Right, but now, so explain this to me, because I'm confused, because I hear Alloy, it sounds like two syllables, but there's only one L there. So how does that work? I mean, first of all, what kind of name is Alloy?
That is Alloy. Of Italian descent. Oh, my father was the first one born in this country.
Okay.
Interesting fact. And that's the way we say it.
Okay. It could have been done differently back in the day, way, 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 way back in history, right?
Well, I imagine back in the day it was Alloy.
Oh, there you go. And one of the reasons that you're here, number one, is that, well, of course, you're running for a mayor, but there's early voting kicks off. Diana Gibson has been talking about that. So, and that's a kind of a first for the city of Frederick, right?
It is, and that's tomorrow. You've been advertising it over and over again, and so come out and vote Shelley Alloy for mayor.
Yeah. So where can you vote? I mean, is it going to be – it's just going to be down at City Hall for that?
No. It's at the Frederick Senior Center on Taney Avenue, 1440 Taney Avenue. Yes.
All right. And is that only for just tomorrow, or is it from now – I mean, does early voting start tomorrow and to go all the way up to the primary?
No. Tomorrow – noon to 8, Saturday, noon to 6.
And that's it?
That's it. 2 weeks before the primary. It's an unusual way to do it, and that's the way these aldermen chose to do it.
Yeah. All right. So we'll take a break. We'll talk more with Shelley coming up. If you got a question for her, feel free to give us a call, 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. We'll get a check on your traffic and weather together coming up next.
930 WFMD.
741 at WFMD in the studio. She is a candidate for the Republican primary for mayor of the city of Frederick. Her name is Shelley Alloy. Candidate Alloy, got to ask the question, what is the, in your opinion, the biggest issue that is facing Frederick City today?
Well, today is that change of leadership is necessary. It's time for change. There's 8 years. 8 years are down. This mayor's had an opportunity to do what he needed to do, and it's time for change. That's the biggest issue.
So what has he done wrong? What has he done wrong? What has he done, I mean, that you believe that change is necessary?
Well, our former congressman actually explained it to me like this. He said, the best way to succeed in politics is to not make any mistakes. And to not make any mistakes, the best way to do that is to do absolutely nothing. Because when you do nothing, there's no controversy. People get a generally good vibe. It feels like everything's going well, so they tend to check the box. That's the real issue. Nice guy, and he hasn't done anything. So all the things that we've seen accomplished here have been accomplished by other people.
Okay. Matt's on the phone, wants to ask you a question. Matt, go ahead. You're talking to Shelley Alloy.
Yes, Shelley. Congratulations on the bid, and I hope...
Are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, you just kind of stopped.
I heard congratulations and didn't hear a thing. Hello, Matt.
What's your question?
I was wondering what her plan is to do to handle the ever-increasing homeless population downtown. People walk down the streets and are accosted for money every block, multiple times a day, and it's just getting more and more and more. And what do you plan to do about that?
Yeah, you know what? And as a matter of fact, it was brought up at the debate of things that are happening with the homeless population in Frederick.
Yes, and do you know they asked the Democratic side this, and they didn't ask us. And so I have experience working with homeless folks all around the world, and I'm a member of the board of the Religious Coalition. So what are we doing about that in that arena? We've been talking about what's called housing first, but in addition to that, walking these folks who are open to the opportunity through a plan, helping them get resources. The other thing, though, that's not happening here is that the mayor says, well, they have a right to be there. Well, sure, they have a right to be there, and so does everybody else. And the rights of one should never infringe on the rights of the other. So what do? We change the policy from the top. We change the way that we approach that from the top, so that when people are, excuse me for saying it like this, defecating in the bushes in front of the condos there, that's a problem. That's not, they have a right to be here. You pick them up, take them somewhere, find them, whatever's required to cause those folks to abide by the law. It's pretty simple.
I mean, when you say pick them up, are we talking about just the police? I mean, if you're you know, defecating in the bushes or in you know, under the bridge or something like that, I mean, I think that's against the law. So do we arrest them, or do we? I mean, because they're going to get, you know, if you arrest them for public urination or defecating or something like that, there's probably a misdemeanor or a fine, but it's probably not a jailable offense.
Well, once these things are happening over and over again and there's a record of that person, there are other opportunities. And I'll just say it like that. What else do we do? In my thinking, and I had this discussion when I was still alderman, is we relocate some services. Right now, everything's right there near the heart of the city. And that happens often, and it's not the best case scenario here.
Would you be up for maybe providing services for homeless, because we were talking about it? I mean, you know, if you go to the rescue mission, that's kind of, I mean, I don't know if necessarily if that's in the heart of the city, so a lot of the homeless population have to walk there. Should we give them free bus passes to ride to go to places and other services in the city of Frederick?
I don't know about free bus passes. Listen, okay. The folks, here's the scenario. So they stay at, just for example, the year-round shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Go for breakfast at the rescue mission. Head down to the library for hanging out when they open at 10. Walk back to the rescue mission for lunch. Hang out down there on the creek, and then go to the Frederick Community Action Agency for supper. You know, we have great services for people who are homeless and people who are in need, and some of those people want to stay exactly where they are. So in my thinking, we relocate. That's a number one way to do it. And the other way is we enforce the law such mm-hmm. that people are not allowed to continue doing this. Shower in the fountains, defecate on the creek, harass people who are walking down the street. One of the things that we talk about is there was foot patrol regularly. I've been hearing from folks they're not seeing that. So yeah. We work together with law enforcement and make this a place that works for everyone, not just for a certain group.
Real quick, because we're out of time, and that is, let me ask you about, like, say, Hargett Farm. We'll just go with Hargett Farm, mm-hmm. which was bought by a former mayor in the city of Frederick, has some grandiose plans to it. The biggest thing is, and I heard it at the debate, and I heard it from other places, that there's no money to make those dreams come true. Should the city invest in Hargett Farm to make it the what it could be? And that would be a jewel of the West Side for people out here, and a lot of people who have children and community sports and a park area other than Baker Park.
So should we, in a perfect world, yes, and we don't have $100 million. When our current projects are done, in 2021 and 2022, we have a $10 to $12 million window for borrowing. That's for everything in the entire city. For me, that's a problem. We haven't been looking ahead to the future and what the things that we've done are costing in the future. What do you do with that, Bob? So, yeah, we're saying all these great things, and it makes people feel good, and there's no tangible way of doing it short of a legacy donor, a grant from the federal government, a grant from the state. So, sure, should we invest in it? Absolutely. Can we? Absolutely not.
And real quick, I'm keeping you even longer. Give me hotel, motel, conference center downtown. Yes, no, maybe so.
You know, there's a balance, and I don't know that we're there.
Okay. All right. And website? for you?
Alloy, the number four, mayor, A-L-O-I, the number four, mayor.com.
There you go, Shelley Alloy. Appreciate you.
Telephone number two.
Okay.
301-682-8889. 301-682-8889. Anybody can call me. I'm available.
Get a sign, put it in your front yard, bumper stickers, all that stuff.
Signs, no bumper stickers.
No bumper stickers. Okay, signs, signs everywhere. A sign. All right, Shelley Alloy. That's the that's one of the candidates for mayor of the city of Frederick. Free Talk 930 WFMD. It's the Morning News Express. Let's get a look at your 930 WFMD traffic for Mid Maryland commuters. Katie Ryan has all the details for you this morning.